Lloyd!
How are you doing today?
I'm right, what's so funny?
I just like ripping the car!
What?
Like ripping the car.
You've let rip in the car?
Yeah.
And it smells bad?
Yeah.
Is it the excitement of talking to us at Radio 1?
No.
Right, so are you in the car at the moment with your mum, are you?
Yeah.
Gross. Are all the windows wound down or?
No.
Well, maybe you should do that for your mum.
Yeah, we've got one wound down.
Right, I'd do both if I was you. So, apart from you letting one go, what else is going on, Lloyd?
Well, today, Germany are now playing Argentina in the first quarter-final in Berlin. And tonight, Italy play Ukraine in Hamburg at 8 p.m.
Okay. Surely Italy are going to beat the Ukraine, aren't they, Lloyd?
Yeah.
What do you think the score will be?
About 2-0. Might as well say goodbye to Ukraine now.
I reckon Italy will probably just, like, go one up and then just defend for the rest of the match.
You're talking a good game.
Thank you. You taught me well, oh master.
Have you done the 5 Live thing?
No, I'm going to do that at the weekend.
All right, okay.
I'm going to find a football phone in and I'm going to call it.
Okay, you have to. Tomorrow, England take on Portugal in Dunkirken and Brazil do battle with France at night in Frankfurt.
In where, did you say?
Dunkirken.
Nice.
If we win, we take on either Brazil or France.
Ooh, that's tough, eh?
Come on, England. What formation do you think Mr. Burns will take? 4-5-1 or 4-4-2? Or do you think he might be really adventurous and go for 4-4-3?
I think 4-4-3 sounds good. I think that's what Mr. Burns will do.
Yeah. There was an old Swede called Sven who went to the World Cup with his best man. They're still doing great and in the last 8, but we need a win at Gelsenkirchen.
Amazing rhyming with Gelsenkirchen.
Thank you.
I was doing a gig for some students last night in Scunthorpe and they are absolutely loving you, Lloyd.
Hello?
Yeah, like 18-year-old girl students think you are the best.
Say hello to them for me.
You could probably start doing public appearances soon and stuff.
Yeah.
Fancy that?
Yeah, where?
Well, I mean, like, if anyone wants to book Lloyd, I'll throw it out there now if you want.
Okay, go on then. The holidays is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you kind of available over the summer, yeah?
Yeah, not doing anything till the last week.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, what do you fancy? Like a couple of supermarket openings and stuff?
Okay.
Can you DJ?
You could teach me.
Well, I could teach you to say thanks, really, for all this World Cup advice, and maybe you could come on one of my gigs with me.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it. If you'd like to book Lloyd for any public appearances, private parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, text 81199. Anything else, Lloyd?
Why did the manager nickname his player Jigsaw?
I don't know. Why did the manager nickname his player Jigsaw?
Because he always went to pieces in the box.
Ba-dum-psh. Right, you know I said we were going to leave off the relationship advice?
Yeah.
Sadly, we can't because we've had so many emails.
Oh, what a shame.
So, Kirsty off of Doncaster, relationship guru, says, recently my boyfriend got off with my twin sister and he says he thought it was me. Can I ever trust him again, Lloyd?
Dump him, he sounds like a divvy.
No, Kirsty, dump him, he sounds like a divvy. Another one from Tim in Strathclyde. I'm going out with two people at the same time. I don't know which one I like the best. What should I do, Lloyd?
Take both of them.
Well, that's his problem. He's got two. He doesn't want two. He wants one, but he doesn't know which one he likes the best.
Go eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
All right, I'll pass that on to Tim.
Okay, you do that.
You wouldn't be available to do the Sunday surgery at any point, like when Letitia and Dr. Mark go off on holiday, would you?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put you down for that. Let's face it, Westwood's done it. You could do it.
Okay.
I think you could bring a whole new spin to the show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doris.
Doris who?
Doris Locke to the changing room. Let me in.
Okay, Lloyd. Well, listen, have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
I will be watching tomorrow.
Yep, you will.
I'll speak to you on Monday when we'll either be commiserating or celebrating.
Come on, England.
What day is it, by the way?
It's already Friday.
That's wicked, Lloyd. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.